And good evening, Bison fans, and welcome to the Nucor Steel pregame pick'em show right here on Willie 103.5. Hello, I'm Monty McGill, and I want to start out by sending a big thank you out to all of our sponsors that make it possible to bring you your Bison football every Friday night. Our title sponsor and sole sponsor of the pick'em show is Nucor Steel Texas and the entire Nucor Texas team. We would also like to recognize our season sponsors as well. We have the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, Davis Country Store, Buffalo Tank Company, State Farm Insurance of Buffalo, Patty's Petals, Buffalo Animal Hospital, Remax Advanced Real Estate, Lynch Supply, Lone Star Ropes, and Citizen State Bank. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors for their continued support. And immediately following the pick'em show, we will bring you your Buffalo Bison as they play host to the Crockett Bulldogs. And that'll take us into our coaches portion. We're going to talk to Coach Brandon Houston about the upcoming season, talk about the coaching staff, and that's kind of where I want to start, Coach. A lot of people listening probably haven't had an opportunity to meet you or some of the newer coaches on staff, so why don't you just tell us a little bit about you and your background, and then go through, talk about your coaches.
Well, first, I probably need to apologize to all those that haven't met me. I'm sorry I'm not better looking. But we've got several new coaches on staff. I'll start with our defensive coaches. Our defensive coordinator, I've known him a long time. It's Roger Masters. He's an old Belton High School grad, and Coach Masters and I have been friends a long time. He's been a defensive coordinator at several different stops, including Brownwood, Princeton, which, you know, both those have very storied tradition. And so Coach Masters will be also serve as our head track coach. He coaches our secondary. We have Chuck Carr is new to Buffalo ISD. He's going to be coaching our defensive line. Coach Carr is in his this is his second career. His first career, he was actually a youth minister. So Coach Carr brings a lot of passion for kids to Buffalo High School.
Good.
Our outside linebackers coach is Clayton Ellert, and several probably in the area probably know Coach Ellert. He's also serving as our head baseball coach. He's you know, known in the area, obviously, for his coaching prowess on the baseball diamond, but Coach Ellert does a great job for outside linebackers as well. And then Coach Mark Martin is coaches our inside linebackers, and he also serves as our boys basketball coach. And then on the offensive side, we do have a familiar face. Evan Stone is our offensive coordinator and our offensive line coach. And then coming with me from Rockdale is our receivers coach, and that is Pete Heinze.
All right. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you? I'll kind of open that up. You were at Rockdale last year and had an opportunity to be a part of something that not a lot of people get to experience, and that's a state championship. So talk about that experience a little bit and what it was like going through that, because I know everybody here would love to have that one day. So talk about how that was.
It's hard to talk about without getting teary-eyed. I mean, even right now, just thinking about the ride that it was. You know, I've been stressing to our kids all along, you know, we didn't all of a sudden get talented.
Right.
That wasn't the missing ingredient. Just the camaraderie, the love that was in that locker room, in that coaching staff, in the amongst the families, the community. It was the most amazing thing. So, you know, at the end when we were getting our medals, to look in those stands and realize we did something for everybody. And we all were a part of that. And so, you know, it's obviously, it doesn't equate to the birth of your children or your wedding day or something along those lines. But as far as just in this profession, it's up there pretty close. So I think every kid deserves that. I want that so bad for our kids here in Buffalo. You need some luck. You need things to go your way. You need to be healthy and all these things. But it's not going to happen if that team doesn't love each other and all those cliches and intangibles that coaches talk about. And man, we captured that somehow, some way, and we just wrote it. And the only disappointing thing is that group, we had to break them up. Graduation happened,
yeah.
Christmas came, and the season was over. and those kids would have played every week for the rest of our lives just to be around each other. It was that much fun. So we had a thing at the end of the year where everybody wrote down memories and their best game and all of these things, and not a single person mentioned anything about an opponent. It was things we did in the locker room, the bus rides, practices, team meals, get-togethers, and it just floored me as an adult to see what those kids taught me about just what it meant for them to be on that ride. So, you know, we talk all the time about being a great teammate, and that's where it starts. And hopefully as our kids start to embrace that, we start to gel. And, you know, team chemistry is a real thing. And it resided in Milam County in 2017, and I'm very fortunate to be a part of that. And we're hoping that the things that we're doing here can build that here, and we get that going here in Buffalo.
Well, let's talk about the Buffalo Bison for just a minute. You know, I know anytime a new coach comes in, you have the process of having to learn your players, learn where they're going to be on the field, how to structure everything. So talk about the team, and talk about individual players if you want to, but just talk about the process you've had to go through of learning everybody and learning where they need to be on the field, and talk about that process a little bit.
Well, I spent a lot of time in May and June, you know, watching 16 and 17 game film, just trying to get an idea of movement on the field and players' abilities and things like that. But, you know, what I kind of told them from the beginning is, you know, change is what it is. You know, people are always a little bit leery of change because they get in a routine, and we're all routine-oriented. And I said a lot of things that have been done here will be done very similar, whether that's a schematic thing, whether it's what locker room we're in, what color pants we wear, things like that. But, you know, I just said that, you know, that doesn't mean anything. It's different doesn't mean it's better or worse. I said, I know one way to do things, you know, so we don't change our DNA. I said, so we're going to run a certain offense and a certain defense, mainly because that's what I know how to fix. You know, there's a lot of neat plays you're going to see on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. And if you're not careful, you're going to want to start doing them. And if you can't fix what's wrong with it, then, you know, you've hurt your team rather than helped them. I said, so what we're going to do is or while we're doing what we're doing is because I know how to fix it. There's lots of ways to win games. This is the way that I know. So they've been very receptive to that. They understand that the things we're trying to do is not isn't the secret, you know, that's not the magic bullet.
Right.
But they also understand that execution of it goes a long way. So they've been very eager. Obviously, a few of them have had to play, learn maybe a different position. Some of them have had to play more on the other side of the ball. You know, the way we practice, we feel like that if we can bring this practice model, I've tried this practice model at two different programs and had a lot of success without getting into a lot of it, but you try to practice where everyone has what we call a primary position. You know, you try as much as you can. The goal is to have 22 starters. And I know everybody says, well, put your best players on the field. And I say, no, I want my best 11 football players. And if a guy's real tired, he's not going to be one of my best players, nor is he going to be one of my best football players. So we have to be very smart in how we utilize our kids. And I feel like the way things have gone right now, we've utilized those kids well. They've understood that maybe I'm going to get in a 100-snap football game, maybe only 20 of them come on offense, but I'm getting all the rest of them on defense and vice versa. And they've understood that. And since then, it's allowed us to get a little bit more ownership in what we're doing. And now that we have more ownership in something, the buy-in, the pride that for which they do it, all those things are through the roof right now. We have a lot of excitement going on. Our first scrimmage, if you could have been down on that field to hear those kids just, you know, cheering on the defense when they were out there. Same thing when our offense was on the field, hear those defensive guys yelling. I mean, that's a big deal. That goes a long way. So the kids have embraced that change. So on the field, you probably won't see a lot of difference from the stance. You know, we're going to be in the shotgun, and almost everything's going to be shotgun, and we're going to have a lot more reads, and we put a lot more things on our quarterback. Defensively, we did change a little bit from a four-man front to a three-man front to give us a little bit of more ability to be multiple. And, most of our kids are all built the same. Well, let's get four of them at linebacker instead of three of them.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of our mindset on why we made those changes. And I just know from an offensive standpoint, I would much rather face a four-down front. So, therefore, I don't want to be a four-down front if that's what I'd rather face. So there is a rhyme and reason to why we do what we do. But so some of the kids that have really, all of our kids have really embraced what we're trying to do. Like anyone else, we get a little banged up with a hamstring here, a little bit of a bruised, thing here or there. We've managed that well. They understand. We kept some kids out of scrimmage mainly for precautionary reasons. They have to understand that this is a big, big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, I want to play now. Well, hey, there's bigger fish out there that we want to catch than a scrimmage, and they're starting to understand that. So we have a saying, we want to be built like a December ball club. A December ball club needs to be able to run the football, throw it when they want to, not when they have to, and then they need to be able to be fresh. So we're trying to do some things with practice and personnel to keep our guys as fresh as we can and use as many of them as we can so that we can be built for December. Because, we talk about expectations. Expectations couldn't be higher than they are from internally. And obviously we feel like the community has high expectations.
A couple other items I want to talk about before we get into the game this week against Crockett. We are in a different district. It's going to be a lot more travel. Some of the stops are pretty far away. Have you had a chance to look at any of the teams in the district, kind of evaluate what we're going to be facing this year?
A little bit. I'm not real familiar with very many of these schools. Just, when I was more in this region, I was at a larger school, so obviously we didn't play them. But, I saw Palmer down at the state 7-on-7 tournament. I thought their kids played with a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. I thought they looked real good, really, really good. Slinging the ball around. I know Mildred, they're not too far removed from playing for the thing. They've got a history there.
Right.
Rice had a really good year last year. I think they've kind of got that thing rolling. Edgewood had a great year. I've heard some unbelievable things about them. They're going to put a scare in a lot of people. I think they're going to make a deep playoff run. I really feel very confident about their ability to do some things in this region. But as far as just without having seen a bunch of them on film, I know I've been asked several different publications to rank the district.
Right.
You got to list everybody 1 through 8 and all of that. I say, look, just because I put somebody last doesn't mean they're not any good. Or if I put somebody first, they are. I mean, in any group, on any team, somebody's the worst player on the team.
You still got to go out.
Even in this room, somebody's the best looking. Right? Now, that doesn't mean any one of us.
That's me. I'm is here looking. That's me.
Somebody's going to get that.
Too.
So again, on the other end of that, just like in the Miss America pageant, somebody came in last. That doesn't mean they're the.
There's always a winner and a loser.
So, I say the same thing to our kids when I say, "Hey, we've a lot of people are picking X team to come in last." Doesn't mean they're not any good.
Yeah.
It just means that when they're compared with all these others, they may not. Somebody's got to slot into that spot. So, but I feel like our district's gonna be very competitive. I think they're very similar in their makeup. So it's definitely one of those where, we don't want to sleepwalk through many of these things.
Yeah.
Because they have good. They're good coaches. I mean, the coach at Palmer, he and I went to college together, so I know him real well. And I'm friends with several defensive coordinators in this district. I know what type of coaches they are. And if we don't bring our A game, we can walk out of there with a bruise on us that we didn't want. So I like our district. I feel like we can compete in it, obviously, and we expect to be near the top. But, it's definitely one we need to come every week.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Crockett this week. Talk a little bit about what you've seen on film out of them, what we can expect to see out of their offensive style, defensive front.
Defensively, they do base out of an even. They have a lot of speed, a lot of movement. They're when you look at them on film, you don't think they're obviously. I think we may have a size advantage. What scares me though is, you know, this game is about movement. You know, you got to be able to move to the ball, and they do a great job of running to the football. Their gap fits and their pursuit skills are top notch. I mean, I think they're just 2 years removed from winning the state track meet. So they've got some guys over there that obviously that can run. So we told our guys all week, hey, let's don't make a lot of moves. Put your foot in the ground. Get north and south. Break an arm tackle. Because if you're dancing, those guys are coming.
Yeah.
So, obviously, for offensive line, our first step is going to be very huge, trying to negate penetration. They do a great job of penetrating and kind of disrupting the blocking scheme. And that's how, again, you can overcome being, you know, smaller. Now, again, they're not little guys, but they're not your typical down lineman, you know, the big guy, but they can move. You know, offensively, they're I don't want to call them spread, but, you know, they're going to be in the shotgun. They're going to be two-back shotgun, a lot of perimeter runs, again, utilizing that speed. They don't do a ton, but they execute it really well. So, you know, they're a type of team that, you know, you can have them bottled up on first and second down, but if you misstep or you're not a gap sound or assignment sound on third down, they definitely can go the distance. And again, same thing defensively. You know, if we don't do everything right, they can have a guy in our backfield, you know, real quick after the snap. If we don't throw the ball with enough of the proper angle, proper velocity, they can close on it. So speed's the name of the game for them in movement. And, you know, we feel like we've just got to do some stuff with, as we continue to get better at our tempo, trying to get people to line up wrong, and we can get the cheap play, so to speak.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a really good game. This is you know, for me, I think this is not really the game you want to open with. You'd like to open with somebody that's, you know, that you would say is not very good. I don't know who on that schedule, on our schedule, that would be.
Right.
But, you know, Crockett is definitely a good ball club.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that, Coach.